Hi everyone, my name is Kelsey Dickerson. I am right here in Mesa, Arizona. I actually live in Phoenix now. Right now, I am a spokesperson for the Arizona Humane Society, and I am also a host, writer, and documentary producer for Superhero Faces as well. I am so glad to be able to talk with you guys today, and I am so happy that you are here. I'm so glad that we are all able to talk about such important topics, which includes being able to go out in your community and help your community. So as I mentioned, I'm from right here in Arizona, which is pretty rare sometimes, maybe not for you guys having growing up here, but I absolutely love Arizona. And I actually was that student that was always the first one to raise their hand, always wanting my hands in everything, always out on the playground, and just wanted to be a part of everything. But a big part of that was because my grandma was a teacher and she actually raised me. So I really had an affinity for education, being able to get the best out of there, because I actually grew up in kind of a hard situation. I didn't have my parents growing up, and there was just a lot of things that happened along the way that were really tough for me. So I really had to rely on people in my life to be able to help me. And I understood that education was a way of doing that. So my teachers are absolutely amazing in encouraging me on those really tough days. And they were really there for me on times where I felt like I didn't have anyone else, and really encouraged me to pursue my dreams when I didn't feel like anyone else would. So a little bit about my background is I actually kept it right close to the roost. I stayed here in Arizona, and I went to Arizona State University, where I studied business with a focus in communication, because at that age, I just really didn't know what I wanted to do, which is totally okay. It definitely happens. So if that's how you're feeling too, just realize that you are not alone. But for me personally, it just worked out to be able to go to college, and I just wanted to do something that I felt had a really wide array of things that I could do. So then that way I could just grow my skill set and be able to learn as many things while I was fortunate enough to be able to pursue higher education. Once I graduated, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. So I thought about what I was really passionate about. And at the time, having grown up playing basketball, absolutely loving the WNBA and loving players like Steve Nash, Michelle Timms, Diana Taurasi, who is still the GOAT, I must say. I ended up applying and getting a job with the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury. There again, I started as an intern, wasn't really sure exactly where I wanted my career path to be and what I wanted it to do. So really, I just dove into my work and started just really like the same thing that I was talking about earlier, of like with your teachers or having people supportive in your life. I just started asking questions. I just started seeing what everyone else was doing, just trying to understand their roles and just trying to see where I could fit into that. And for me personally, I ended up falling in love with public relations and community relations. So for anyone that doesn't know what public relations is, that means that I was the person that was responsible of trying to tell our stories to the media. So that was everything off the court. So all of our human interest stories. So any of the cool foods or items that we were giving away at games, anything that our community relations team was doing to be able to help the community, whether that was a scholarship program, whether that was donating time to schools or having, these big fundraisers and different things like that. So that's really where I was able to kind of see that, hey, this is a career. I can do something that is not only able to benefit others, but it's something that I really love to do. So I just really encourage you guys, if you're not sure what you want to do, that is totally okay, because it is always going to change based off of your interests. But it's really important to be able to have those conversations with people and not be afraid to speak up, because you will be amazed at how many people have been in your shoes before and truly want to help everyone else. And so while I was at the Suns and Mercury, I was more behind the scenes off camera, and I started to kind of think like, hey, I can tell these stories. I want to be able to not only come up with these stories, but also want to tell them as well. Like I mentioned earlier, some of my friends and I started a production company with Superhero Faces, which is basically, it's a documentary. We make documentaries just by telling people just by telling people's stories. And the way that we do that, which is super interesting and fun, is by talking about how comics and superheroes can make real life impact on people in such a positive way. So we've done things from telling stories of these groups that visit children's hospitals to deliver comic books for kids that are in long-term care, which is absolutely amazing. We've told stories about survivors with PTSD who have used comic books and superheroes to be able to get them out of a really dark place, as well as how people cosplay to be able to channel different parts of themselves and find their own superhero as well. So while doing that, it just really made me think about how can I take this to the next level and be able to give back to my community even more by telling these stories. And one day I was very fortunate to have been told about a position opening up at the Arizona Humane Society as a spokesperson, as well as a host of Pets on Parade, which unfortunately has not been on for about a year and a half now. But maybe if you're like me, you've watched it with your grandparents or your parents. So what I do at the Arizona Humane Society, we care for more than 15,000 of the Valley's sick, injured, and abused pets. And what I'm able to do is not only able to help get these pets into either a foster home or their permanent homes, but also educate the community about the importance of caring for these animals. For me, that is such a big area of passion. I absolutely love animals. I absolutely think that every living being should have a chance at a life full of happiness and love. So this is something that I am extremely passionate about. But of course, not everyone can do it. It can be very hard some days, which is something that you guys are all going to see as well. There are a lot of hard days. There's a lot of hard stories, but it's really important to keep yourself educated on these, especially things that you really care about, and know that even making a difference in one person or one being's life can really make a difference. Like I mentioned, growing up, it was really hard for me sometimes, but I always think about maybe if that one person didn't have a conversation with me one day, or maybe if I was feeling shy and I didn't want to reach out to somebody, what a different path my life could have been on. So if you don't think that you are making a difference in someone's life, just please know that that is not true. And there are so many ways that you can help make a difference. And what I like to say is that we may not be able to do everything, but one person can do something. And I just really encourage you guys to just think about things that you're passionate about, think about things that have helped you in your life, and how you can reciprocate that for others. Like I said, we don't have to do every single thing all at once, because I know it can be very overwhelming, especially because there is so much information out there. And the more that you educate yourself on different things, the more that you're like, oh, I want to help this, I want to help that. But really, if you just kind of sit down and think about what you are passionate about, how you want to help, there are so many different ways that you can do it. So whether it's just starting small, but maybe writing an email to your legislature about something that either they're doing really well, or maybe something that you want to see change, getting educated once you're able to vote, actually knowing exactly what is going into all the props and how they affect you, how they affect your community, and what you want your lasting legacy to be, because your voice is your vote. And then of course, because I do have the background at the Arizona Humane Society, I really encourage you to volunteer. There are so many different organizations that truly cannot do the life-saving, important work that they do without volunteers, because it is just so important, especially in the world of nonprofits, to be able to have all these people who are coming together for a common cause to be able to help in any way that they can. Whether that's 1 hour, whether it's 100 hours, 1,000 hours, you are making a difference, and it is so easy to volunteer. So I just encourage you to please, please know that you are so worthy of being able to help others. Others are so excited and they want you to help them as well, because that's the only way that our community can get better. That's the only way that we can get better. And that's the only way that we can leave this world a better place for future generations. So thank you guys so much. Keep up the great work. Stay safe out there. And if you guys are looking for a puppy, make sure to tell your parents that the Arizona Humane Society is always looking. Thank you guys.